This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Listen, people, we have a major sponsor that we put at the front of the podcast because we know how important it is because Valentine's Day is coming right up. You guys out there with girlfriends, boyfriends, hookups, whatever it is, you're going to get an amazing offer from adamandeve.com. Through Valentine's Day, you'll receive 50% off just about any item. Just go to adamandeve.com and you'll find thousands of adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and seemingly endless selection of adult DVDs. And there's more. With every order, you'll receive our romance kit free. Our romance kit includes a toy for him, a special massager for her, and a little something we know you'll both enjoy, plus a free adult DVD to put you in the mood. And that's not all. Oh no, we'll throw in a free shipping in your entire order. Okay, that's a huge deal right now, especially if you're hooking up with someone, you've got a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it might be. This is a way to like spice things up and have it delivered right to your door. So go check out adamandeve.com today for this special Valentine's offer. Get 50% off one item, a free romance kit, and free shipping when you enter a code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN. That's code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN. JTRAIN, JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN at adamandeve.com. Use that promo code. Spice it up, baby. Hey, guys. Awesome episode with OKPs. We talk about some wild bullshit, and then we get into wedding dates and a girl who's getting kissy face at work. Check it out. Enjoy. Share it with friends. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Sam Bjork Labs, you're every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You, the listener, are the reason this show still goes. That's the only reason. And you might have heard them whispering in, and you might not. Let's get right into this.
I'm not going to be told when not to talk.
You're not going to be told when not to talk.
I'll talk when I don't want to talk.
When you want to talk.
When I don't want to talk, I will be talking. I don't even tell myself.
You don't even know when you should be talking.
No, I just go.
Listen, if you recognize that voice, that's because you've been listening a long time. The original OKPs, the original key players, Greg Stone, Anthony DeVito, welcome back.
Hello! Hello and welcome to the J Train podcast.
For those of you that might be new listeners, they have a podcast of their own called the Rad Dude Cast, and this episode might be a little taste of that. Just letting the listeners know.
Oh yeah,
two wacky guys.
Yep.
You guys have burped more than anyone's ever burped in podcast history at this point. How are we doing?
Great.
What's
great.
Going on? I brought you both on. I wanted a special week.
It's three burps.
It's Anthony football. Had. It's Super Bowl. So, yeah, Anthony, for those listening home, just had the most disgusting poke bowl I've ever seen in my entire life. It looked like he called a diner and they were like, poke it? Yeah, we can do it. And then they looked at each other like, what the fuck? Poke it. And then they just took a bunch of shit from the garbage and threw it into a ball.
Yeah, the old classic fish bones he was pulling out of his mouth.
The full fish.
Yeah. They asked the closest to an Asian person at the diner.
Yeah.
That like works with them or whatever.
Please
like,
help us.
Hector, do you have any Asian blood in you?
Yeah. And he just threw it. He's like, I got some rice.
I heard tuna's involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on with you guys? It's Super Bowl week.
This is a big week for us. Super Bowl week's a big week for us.
Yes, yes.
Huge week.
I've got a lot
of
money riding on this game.
Do you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Man. Greg Stone didn't see you as the gambler.
Yeah, man. I put opening, beginning of every season, I put 200K down on a team to go all the way.
I don't think you know how much the K means.
Yeah, man. Yeah, clicks.
200 clicks.
It's a traveling distance. I'll walk 200 clicks if my team doesn't make it. Military style. Marching.
What do you think? Patriots or Eagles? Who do you got?
What? I got the Plantars. Who are you? What? Who are you going for?
You're going with the Plantars this year?
Yeah, Plantars.
Gamble, man. What do you like about the Plantars?
Well, I love that they do more crossbreeding and they have multiple types of species playing on their team.
So wait a minute. You just made up a team and then a different type of animal.
Yes.
What's a Plantar?
They're playing. Well, see, you guys are talking about football. I'm talking about intergalactic space crossovers. Cross ball.
We've lost every listener. Every
this is the
listener.
Goal.
We're talking
every
into a cave right now. We're screaming into an empty cave.
Well, then I'll see you in hell.
You don't think that people at this moment are like, I can't. This guy just talked about the Plantars. What advice is he going to give? Do you know what I mean?
This is fair. I forgot we were going to get into emails. I just wanted to talk to you guys.
We might.
Consent is consistent.
What?
Not consistent. Somebody told me something this week, and it was good.
You guys have a new product you're selling. Smell sticks. People still tweet at me about smell sticks.
Yeah, I know. I still get some stuff about that.
This is actually very similar to this.
Explain the idea for smell sticks.
Smell sticks, a very straightforward idea that...
when we're bringing it to Shark Tank.
Yes.
I would love to.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The origins of it are that all my farts smell from now on.
Sure.
From now on, not in the past.
No.
Going forward.
Today, going forward.
Forward, they all
ever
smell.
Since that Pokeball.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be a number.
Yeah.
But no, they've all, in the past couple of years, they all smell. So, and I read on a website that it's bad to hold them in for your organs.
Mm. It's bad to hold in farts.
Yes, I read on babe.net.
Sure.
That it's bad.
First, you read about Aziz, and then you read about. Can we talk about Aziz's hookup style for a second?
Can we? I mean, we're talking about our product. We're trying
hold
to push.
On. But before we, you brought up babe.net, and we kind of, I kind of mentioned this on a previous episode. Throw aside whether who you agree with and disagree with.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's just go through the hookup.
Yes.
He takes his fingers, even in a consensual hookup, this would sound weird.
Yes.
Finger. Have you guys ever done this move? Finger in the mouth.
Yeah.
Straight to her vagine.
See, that's the thing is, I can't stick fingers in a girl's mouth because they've just been in her butthole. You know what I mean? That's disrespectful.
It's gross, disspectful.
Or
you're
my
right.
butthole. They've been
you're
in right. someone's butthole.
There's a whole lot of shit.
There's a whole
on
lot
that
of butts.
Finger.
A whole lot of buttholes.
I've started calling it the quill. Because he's dipping, he's dabbing his finger.
Oh, right.
And then
right.
he comes to the vagina and starts writing his cum
his memoirs.
Yeah.
I get
cum-wars.
It. I get it. I've seen it in porno a lot. So I
You've
get,
seen that move? I've never seen it in porno.
I've seen that move. It's a big move in lesbian porn. Where the
Really?
Yeah.
What, lesbian
the
porn?
Quill?
Oh, yeah. Not so much anymore. Now I'm
doing... Oh, two women.
I
thought porn for lesbians, which I said, I've never watched that. What is that? I guess that's just
what
two
would
women.
Be porn for lesbians as opposed to lesbian porn.
Tractors and
tractors.
JK guys, we're having a good time. We're having a good time, people.
Tractors. Just a woman hauling up on a tractor?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a point to make on this, by the way. At some point,
let make it now.
Make it now.
Yeah.
Go for it.
We're okay, on the subject.
Welcome. I'm keeping everything in record of what to go back to.
Anthony's our note taker, our diligent note taker.
They got a real thing going on here. These women. Okay. Notice who
these women.
Yeah.
Let me do a disclaimer. I don't agree with anything Greg says until after I hear he's.
And
what
if
he
you're
said.
A woman listening, listen up. I'm on to you.
Okay.
Listen, right? Women. Who? You see a gay guy?
Sure.
They're best friends with women.
Right.
The gay guy is the only one who can take out the woman. He doesn't need them. He doesn't need the woman. So they've befriended them. That's a smart move. That's the smart play.
Befriend your enemy.
Befriend your enemy. The men, the straight men, we don't make... I'm sure I have friends who are lesbians.
Sure.
But we aren't notoriously... You know, when you talk about gay guys talking to women, you go, oh, it's like me.
You're
right?
saying the other... The straight man doesn't sidle up
yes,
to the
you don't
lesbian
see, like,
woman.
You know, the straight man, the lesbian women be like, rah, 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 you know, like they don't do that.
Right.
We need to befriend the lesbian because they're just one invention away from not needing us at all. And that's where the woman has become smart because they befriended the one that they don't need.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? The gay man can take out the woman. The lesbian can, they can. That's, we're the beepers. We're beepers.
I don't understand what war you see coming.
This is
I don't know what. I don't know what teams.
There's a storm coming, Mr. Wade.
Yeah.
You all better be prepared.
Exactly. Yeah. I get the logic. I don't understand the severity of the situation. Yeah.
Women are going to do this. Women are doing. They got this plan now.
Okay.
We're saying, men, they hate us.
Uh-huh.
They're abusive. Let's get rid of them.
Okay.
All we need is one invention. You know, one invention to impregnate ourselves, mm-hmm. which is probably already there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't even know what
kind of
impregnate.
And they're going to wipe us out.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So you're saying if they can just figure out synthetic cum to have a baby,
we're out.
We're done.
Right. Yes. Keep your enemies closer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Friends, so whatever that thing is.
So that what you're saying is they're befriending gay men to extract their cum from them. To hopefully create another version of it.
No, but that's a very good idea. Hopefully, I wish you hadn't said that out loud to them.
Yeah, I bet they do this, because we were talking about this earlier, the virtual reality stuff, right?
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
the virtual reality stuff?
So you put on a virtual reality helmet, the gear, whatever, and you go into this other world. Now, if you're a gay guy, you go in this virtual place where you're having sex with another guy, but in real life, you're sleeping with a woman. So you can come,
they'll
get impregnated by these gay guys.
This is interesting.
Yes, this is.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
this you know, uh-huh. Apex Jones. This is some.
This makes no sense at all, and all the sense
they're
in the world.
Shit in the water, making the frogs horny.
So, what is your consent product?
Huh?
Wait, let's go through what your smell sticks are.
Well, we still have to go through smell sticks to get to consent.
So, what I'm saying is, women, I've got my eye on you, and this is why we need semi-automatic weapons available in malls. All right? Because they're rising up against us.
Yeah. Didn't see us going there, but you know, that's going to be like Stone for President 2020.
It's going to be like the movie Planet of the Apes, but with women.
Women are the apes. Women are the... listen, some of it makes an ink... The fact that it makes even an inkling of sense means we're living in a crazy world right now. The fact that like all of this is crazy, but there's like a little sense of like reality in it means that shit has gone wild.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Because there's one guy who's listening who'll go, I don't know, this guy's got a fucking point.
Yeah.
I gotta get an AK-47.
This is how much men are on the run right now by women. That we're all just creating Planet of the Apes theories.
They're coming for us. They're coming to get you, Bob, right?
So explain smell sticks to the audience.
Smell stick. Oh, yeah. Going back to smell sticks. All my farts smell. So, and I've read that, you know, I read
don't
Holding
hold them in.
So I dip Q-tips in cologne.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I hand them out to people on the train or wherever.
Yes, wherever he's farting.
So it's a very elegant way.
So in
they
your
can
pocket,
waft it under their nose.
In your pocket
in my
right
pocket,
now, you are holding a little small case of many Q-tips with cologne on them.
Three to six.
Three to six.
For if and when you fart, you give it to people so that they don't have to
smell the fart.
Smell the fart. Crush, this makes total sense.
Crushed velvet case.
Yes.
You know, it's all very
it's like those
debonair.
Those old cigarette cases where it's silver.
Yes.
Pop it open, and instead of cigarettes, there's sticks to smell sticks.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now, how does that get us to your new product?
Consent. How does this get us into consent? That's a great question.
If you don't mind.
I'd love for you to take the floor.
Please.
This is Smell Sticks 2.0.
For those listening,
I think this is going to be up your alley.
Okay. So for the listeners at home that are new to the show, Anthony just gave us Smell Sticks, @AnthonyDeVito_.
Mm. Well, why don't we...
And then... Now Greg is the one that
Stone
just gave us this.
My last name.
Greg Stone.
Friends for 3 weeks.
@Greg_.
Yes, I'm an underscore man.
Another underscore, guys. You can tell that they've...
We're friends.
They're on the same PR team represents them both. And Greg is... You know him from the Planet of the Apes women theory that he just had. So please...
Coming for us.
Please explain.
With their pussies and their long fingernails.
Please,
damn you.
Please explain your next product, consent.
Now, this product is because I'm trying to win over the woman for when the inevitable war comes.
Sure.
I know who's going to be better.
So let me just tell you right now, I know if you're, this isn't Shark Tank now, but maybe you leave out that part
yes,
for the Shark Tank.
That's what I was going to say. Are we doing a Shark Tank style pitch now?
No, this is to prepare you.
Okay, all right.
But
sure.
How funny would it be if Greg went on Shark Tank and they're like, let's hear your business. And he's like, okay, so this is for the inevitable war of the sexes. And they're like, what did you just say? Like, you go into your crazy theory and then you're like, okay, and now here's my product.
Know where your shoes are tied, where your butter is breaded, and where your fingers are licked.
So give us consent.
Consent is a combination idea that we came up with Anthony. Somebody else who, I don't know if I should say his name, I feel bad because he probably doesn't want any.
James?
James.
Boy, Mad Dog, he's an OKP friend of the podcast.
Yeah, of course, but I don't know if he wants to be looped in with all this.
Well, maybe you're trying to loop him out. Trying to get all that consent money.
Consent is, so what it is not like a ring or something that you would wear. And when you're horny, it puts out a scent, like an apple pie.
Right.
And
okay.
People go, oh, like she's into it. And you can change it any time. So the moment you say, I don't like this guy anymore, flip on the ring, now you smell like horseradish or something. And then men can go, oh, well, I'm out now. This isn't
as crazy as I thought it would be.
No.
It's consent.
But a clear signal.
Here's the clear signal.
Yes.
Here's what I would change.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I don't make... A scent is too...
It's potent, baby.
There's a lot of variability with scent. Can they smell it? Whatever. What if the ring was just a color? Green for go, red for stop.
Then you know y'all swallow the ring, and I'll say, "Who knew anything?" You can't smell us. You can't smell all the smells.
So you're saying that the smell lets a group of people know that you are happy with this experience.
That's the thing. Yes. So, like, what stinks in here? We got a rapist, and then we get him.
What smells like apple pie? Whoa, those two are getting along.
Yeah.
What I'm working on is a patented rape smell. So that when you smell it, you know that the world will know that
it'll rape smell.
Yes, it's a smell upon its own. Yeah. That only,
there we go. Uh-huh. The money is coming in.
Yes,
this is not bad, man. Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not good. It's just a smell that only smells like that.
Right.
So that when you smell it, you know
it's definitively rape.
You need to get out of there. Right. You need to help some people.
And everyone knows in the area.
Yes.
This isn't as crazy as I gotta say.
Like a skunk alerts you to their presence.
We're going back to the way animals do it.
I just you know? What I like about these ideas is that you guys are extending the product line. You stayed in the smell space.
Look, man.
You're like, okay, we gotta get smells for farts.
Steve Jobs.
Smells for rapes.
No one's working on smell technology.
No, no one.
We are.
And creating a language for the smells.
Yeah.
Because you could smell the smell stick smell and be like, someone far in here, I gotta get out of this train.
No, you'd stay because the smell stick makes everything so good.
Well, maybe that too. Or there's a farter in the room.
Sure.
Well, you would get out of that train because you'd be like, there is an assaulter on board.
Yeah, well, then I'm saying for the rapist, you know, if a woman putting out the smell for like the bad
help smell. Yeah.
And I want a fuck smell. Now you're in the train. You're like, someone in here is down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And this, it records all the smells. So if you say, hey, I didn't smell it, we go, well, we've got chip
that
technology.
That seems to be years ahead of
documented.
Us.
Documented. Yeah, it's a little program in there. A little.
What is this? It just rang a bell.
It's a little program.
That's the
Wi-Fi.
Market's opening for this idea.
Now, but if the Russians hack the smell rings, then you don't know. Then everyone don't know anything, and everybody would just be getting raped.
That's quite a movie. What if we lived in an alternate future where these rape rings exist? Consent.
Right. Yeah.
Russia hacks them, and now they've only put out the I want to fuck smell.
Uh-huh.
So now everyone's just fucking.
Everyone's all
horned
up.
Because they got the wrong story.
Yeah. And it's a major case.
Major case.
And like the woman involved is a hero.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
We'll have to get back to that.
Listen, we're here at the J Train podcast. Greg Stone, Anthony DeVito. They have the Rad Dude cast. It's every... When do you guys put that out?
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah, you know.
Listen, I'm a fan.
Give or take.
We've... you guys...
We treat our listeners.
Listen, I know I'm a listener, so I know how it is.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and a lot of listeners are transplants from here,
which I
enjoy, and I'm a member of the fan group, the After Dark group.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
which is quite a crazy, quite a pig pen of people.
We were saying this the other day. I think more people are just in the After Dark. I don't know that anyone's listening to the podcast anymore, but I think people are enjoying just being in the Facebook group.
Yeah. People enjoy the Facebook group more than they enjoy any other Facebook group. I'll say, wait a minute, Greg, the one thing are you joining Facebook groups and just causing trouble?
Oh, man, he's doing some recent stuff.
What are you doing? This is like, the type of art that Greg Stone is creating is really the most avant-garde of our time. Because it is, you're doing comedy stuff for nobody but yourself, it seems.
yeah, why else do you do anything in life? You want to make yourself happy,
this
right?
is fair.
Yeah, you know?
What are you doing on Facebook? You're joining groups and just...
So I join groups of things that I have no interest in to learn about those things. And then...
this is how you're learning. You're not going on Wikipedia. You're like, I'm going to go to, like, give me an example.
You got
to
tell them the Knicks Nation stuff.
Yeah. Knicks Nation. So what's Knicks Nation?
Knicks Nation is the nation for Knicks fans.
So it's a Knick fan group.
Yes.
And I know from an experience I had that these groups on Facebook... are very serious and very insular. So, like, you guys have the Rad Dudecast After Dark, which is like
all inclusive.
It's an all inclusive. Yeah, it's a very happy
free
group.
Meals. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm in the group. Like, and I get updates. And
a day in Berkeley.
Yeah, it's it's the only group on Facebook that I get notifications for. So so I'm a part of this group, but it's very like it's not like a big part of my life.
Yeah.
I one time had a girl message. She saw me on this thing called The Morning Breath.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And it's this show that this girl who's been on this show, Girl with No Job, she puts on with her sister every morning, and I was a fill-in host. Uh-huh. So one of the girls saw me on that, wanted to go on a date. The girls went to the group. I guess the girls in that, the closed group, there's 9,000 people in this closed group. She went to them and she was like, I'm going to ask them out. And I think they all pushed her to ask me out. She comes to my DMs. She's like, I'm going to be in New York for a week.
Oh boy.
Would you want to go get drinks? First of all, you're coming to fucking
a
week. I gotta go drinks with you. Like, let's you know, I don't know you. So I just write back. Hey, I'm really appreciative. Happy you enjoy my stuff. I do shows every night, so I can't really
wait
do drinks.
So just a girl. It's just a woman.
Just a woman.
You don't even know.
Don't know.
Just wanted to have drinks with you
when she came to the city for her vacation.
What kind of balls is that?
Right.
You know, it's like messaging fucking Bill Burr, like, hey, you don't be in your town.
Oh, right.
Why don't you spend some time with me?
Right. I mean, it's
the
not
queen
the same
is coming to visit.
It's not the same levels, but like Bill Burr's a huge star.
Yeah, but at least I'm a comedian.
Yeah, at least
I'm more on the path that we've met and we've seen each other.
The one thing is,
friends.
She's saying, I think for a woman, they think it's so hard to ask a guy on a date, or it's so out of the wheelhouse to ask a guy on the date that they're like, if I ask, he should be saying yes. Idea of me asking means that I want him so bad that he should say yes. But just like a woman, I have the right to put on my, you know, my consent ring and put on no.
Their avarice will be their downfall.
Their what?
Avarice?
Yeah.
I just took a three-pointer on that.
Yeah, I mean.
So I wrote back, hey, I have shows every night. I can't do it. Whatever. Yeah. And just trying to be as nice as possible. Plus, her account wasn't open. Like, I couldn't see what she looked like. It's one thing if I had the same right to looking at her and liking her as she had at me.
Right.
So then she posts the whole conversation in the closed group for The Morning Breath. So then one of the girls that follows me sent me the screenshot, was like, hey, just want to let you know you're getting torn the fuck apart. And I was like, torn the fuck apart? They're because all these women are just automatically taking her side. And like, oh, he's not funny. He's not even hot. Like, they have a reason to fucking hate me.
You're definitely hot.
I appreciate that. I mean, this is the only reason I told this story was for one of you to tell me I'm hot. So, but.
Funny. Well.
but do you understand? I looked at that and so now all these girls are, but that's when I realized how and it's a closed group, so I couldn't even see it.
Right.
So 9,000 women are just talking shit about me,
right,
and they all know about this one thing. So these Facebook groups, what I'm getting at through the story is to say, these Facebook groups are ravenous and love the thing that they are involved in.
Yes.
So you're going to these closed Facebook groups.
Yes.
And you're joining them under the idea that you like what they like.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you went to Knicks Nation.
Knicks Nation, when, just a little bit about myself. basketball, I've probably spent about 21 minutes in the past.
Greg makes his own.
Let me explain. Basketball.
Greg builds his own action figures. That's all you need to know.
To say one thing, Greg's Super Bowl pick were the plantars.
Yeah, the plantars.
So just to go back to that.
Yeah. A made up species that he created in half a second with a whole backstory.
Give an idea of his relationship with sports.
Goblins versus the centaurs. Sorry.
You go to the Knicks Nation.
Knicks Nation, and what I started originally doing was I would just take these people's memes that they would make, and then I would post them on real Facebook. So people would have things like, John Starks, 45, 81, and I had no idea what this means, and I would just go, and I would just write, stats are stats.
He put up a thing, and it was Frank Ntilikina, the Knicks rookie point guard.
Yeah, rookie point guard from France.
I have no idea.
Up against, and I think it was Dennis Smith, the Mavericks rookie point guard, and they had like... I don't know, Frank might have had better numbers that night.
Yeah.
And like the debate is whether like the Knicks should have taken Dennis Smith or not.
Yeah.
And Greg just, they were side by side, their stats, and just Greg just wrote, stats are stats, people. As if to say, you know what I mean?
As if you're taking the other side on this.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who
knows?
But they did it themselves. Did they go crazy?
Well, so that was in the real world.
Right.
And so that was just funny for me because people were like, who know me, go, oh, he doesn't know anything. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I started going into their world. And I
in
wrote.
The Knicks Nation group.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. I just wrote, Porzingis. Someone said Porzingis as a player. And I went, all right. So I wrote Porzingis because I didn't know how to spell it. Better than Ewing any day. Stats or stats. Stats or stats is like
stats
my...
Stats or stats.
Yeah.
Right?
Within, that can be taken any way someone wants to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Within, I literally did, I posted that, went on stage in 25 minutes, count back, 176 comments.
People 176. Calling,
176. I was called a faggot 60 times. Faggot. Like, just, you, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That's a, did they go faggot, stats, or stats?
Stats or stats.
And then people were just like, and my favorite thing is now I know how to play this because I have my own system that I do.
Sure.
The first thing I do is the guy goes, what stats are you talking about? And I wrote, far away shot. What's the far away shot? This guy's got the best far away shot. The guy goes, far away shot? Do you mean three-pointer? And I went, ah, I'm like, I don't know, from the side of the, over the garage, from the back of the driveway, over your sister's bed. This guy's like, what the fuck? Like, losing his mind, right?
Yeah.
And this guy, then what, like, 100 in, some guy wrote, dude, have you ever seen Patrick Ewing? And I wrote, no, he was mean to me in an Apple store once, right? And then the guy was like, you gotta see him, right? So then I posted a bunch of Patrick Ewing videos.
Oh my God.
And then wrote, you guys are right. He is so good. And then just went back into every single comment being like, I got to be honest, buddy. You were correct about this. This Ewing guy is something else. And people didn't know how, their brains were exploding because right. No one has ever changed their opinion in one of these groups before.
No
one has ever said,
I got to admit, you showed me the right way.
No one's ever been reasonable on the internet in the history of the internet.
Yeah. So you go in with unreasonable whatever, and then you go back and you go, totally never saw it that way.
I got to be honest with you. You made up some points and I listened and you're correct.
There was another one you did that was, I laughed a lot. You have another one is the...
GTA, the Grand Theft Auto one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah.
That
so, and this is kind of like the...
Let me set this up for you real quick.
The insanity of the internet is just... Let me read an ad before we get into this.
Okay.
This insanity episode.
Then we're going to get to talk. I haven't let
but
talk.
We're going to get to we're going to get to some episodes.
No, man, I'm having a good time.
We're going to get to some questions soon. Girls want to know if guys like them. Guys want to know if girls will fuck them. We'll get to that. Listen, Blue Apron, go take your shit now.
Can I?
Yeah, because I'm reading this ad. Anthony and I can do a question even too if you don't come back soon. So here, Blue Apron, we are sponsor people. I love Blue Apron. They're the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. And while many people know what we do, many don't know about the types of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron. You're not just having burgers for dinner. You're making short rib burgers with a hoppy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun. You're preparing seared steaks and thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes, green beans, crispy shallots, all under 45 minutes without a trip to the grocery store. Listen, here's why I buy Blue Apron. There's two reasons.
Give it. Hit me.
One, it feels good to accomplish a task.
Sure.
This has a beginning, a middle, and an end. You create, you receive the ingredients, you take the ingredients, you put them together, you put it on a plate.
Uh-huh.
We have very few opportunities to finish tasks in this day and age.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
So, when you're in college, you study the material, take the test, get the grade you deserve.
Uh-huh.
Life does not have that linear approach.
Mm.
Blue Apron does. So it feels good to make these meals.
Oh, right. A trip back to the quad.
Reason two, I buy Blue Apron.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You buy too much when you cook for yourself. This gives you the right amount of food to stay.
Right.
All health is. And I'll tell you right from the healthy guy's mouth.
Yep.
Portion control.
Right.
This is the right portion for an adult. When you go to the grocery store, you shop like an animal.
Right.
This is how an adult should eat. Number three, and most importantly, if you make this for a significant other, they will go down on you. That should be Blue Apron's tagline. Blue Apron, they will go down on you. So listen, people, here's the deal. okay? And the deal with Blue Apron that we have, they also have meal plans. Two-person meal plan, meals that serve two people, choose from 8 new recipes per week, with choice to receive either 2 or 3 recipes any week. Family meal plan, meals that serve 4 people, choose from 4 new recipes per week, with choice to receive 2, 3, or 4 recipes any week. They also have a wine plan. 6 bottles of wine from renowned winemakers delivered monthly.
Oh, yeah, we should
now
get into
listen,
the,
here's the deal. If you want the Blue Apron deal, Blue Apron is treating J-Train listeners to $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/J-Train. blueapron.com/J-Train. So check out this week's menu and get $30 off. You're welcome for the $30 I just gave you, you fucking unappreciative assholes.
I get a Blue Apron and I actually love it.
It's $30. Yes, I told you the 3 reasons. What were my 3 reasons? You get to accomplish a task. You it's the right portions for a human being, and it'll get you blown. So
And I love the box because you can put other things in that box.
Oh,
and store things.
Greg just had the most 8-year-old reason,
I like the box. I can some make people, a fort.
Some people are in it for the box. Yeah, I like the box. It comes with some styrofoam. I play with that. I play with the whole thing.
You can make a fort. Some people are in it for the. Okay, so that's a 4th reason. As a good box, it comes in. Get your $30 off at blueapron.com/JTrain. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. So listen. blueapron.com/JTrain, blueapron.com/JTrain, go for it. Question for JTrain before we get into the next story that I want to get into. Ready?
Oh, do I do my Grand Theft Auto thing or are we done?
No, I want to do that because it's ridiculous. But because should we do it now or should we do a question?
I'll just say it quick because I hate to keep the fans waiting.
I think I'm enjoying this. If they don't enjoy this episode right now, I don't know who the fuck, what they came for.
Just because I want to be done with it. I want to be done with this whole thing.
So to remind people, you join groups that you have no idea about.
Yeah, but
and
this
you
one.
Kind of troll them in a weird way that they don't even realize they're being trolled.
Yeah, yeah. So this one, though, I'm in the Grand Theft Auto online community.
You play Grand Theft Auto.
I do play.
Okay.
But I'm not like a crazy person.
But you're playing against the online world of people who play.
And you have to understand who these people are. The people who are playing Grand Theft Auto online and are so committed that they are in the group about it. School shooters. Oh, they're all school shooters. All of them.
Aspiring school shooters.
I would think it's school shooters and professional athletes.
But there's a they group. Play a video what games. Differentiates you playing online from playing in the group?
No, you don't. You play online, but then you go on the Facebook group.
So this is the Facebook group for Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So people are just being like, well, you know, how's your car look?
And it's like cheat codes really and discussing what they like about the game. Right. Okay.
They're like 13 to 17 year old boys. And then it's just these 50 year old men. Like it's the kids who want to shoot their teachers and the adults who want to kiss the kids.
Okay. Quite a group.
Yeah, it's a fun bat.
And
you. Can't say not about diversity.
Yeah.
So in Grand Theft Auto, you can start your own CEO company.
Okay.
Right? Of bad things. So everyone starts their company. It's like dead ass dudes or badass company or whatever bullshit.
Sure.
I write mine as hot men. Just hot men. I go, who wants to join hot men?
So your company that people could join is just hot men.
Hot men. I said, who wants to join hot men? Hot men only, no uglies.
Of the homophobic people left in the world, I would think 90% of them are in this Grand Theft Auto group.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Again, was called faggot over 130 times. And ugly. People started going into my Facebook.
And looking you up.
Looking up all my pictures. And like, I don't give a shit about looks. I'm a funny guy.
Sure.
I don't, whatever. But when you are called to your face, Fat John Lovitz, fucking man versus food, asshole, ugly piece of shit, over hundreds of times, and then getting multiple likes.
Oh,
they're
my
getting
God. They're
30
getting, they're
likes.
Killing. They're killing. Yeah, they're winning Roastmasters.
Yeah. And I wrote, hey, you can be beautiful on the inside.
Oh, no.
And I mean, like, and it just went, at one point I went, oh my God, this was too much for me. I was like, I do not care. But like, this is why kids are killing themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
This is real.
It's the bullying we dealt with as children is nothing like today on literally a world level.
I'm a comedian. I deal with this vulnerability, you know, better than 90% of the world.
Right.
And like to go on there and then I get barrage of this and the thing I don't give a shit about.
All for starting a company called Hot Men.
Hot Men.
Yeah, and your life, you're happy in your life. in terms what you do, who you're with, all these things. So, like, for that to get through to you and affect defenses. You.
There's, like, nothing much that they could say to really get you.
It's crazy that but every
then they,
morning.
But then it's the crazy amount. That they got through. Right, the amount gets through. So if you're somebody who is, like, you know, a teenager or whatever, and literally, you're miserable.
3 miles of a Walmart.
Right, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what he said.
Walmart.
Wow.
You're gonna, I mean,
all
like.
All you did was make, and I saw the storefront. It is just hot men.
Just a hot man. That's funny. That's, like, funny. Because what else are you going to put? Cunt. Bitch, who cares? It's not funny. It's just a word.
You know? Right. Like, hot men is funny.
Hot men is funny. Right. Yeah, we're just a bunch of hot men being hot.
Right. Factual hot. What it is actually funny?
It's too advanced for the world that they're living in.
Yes.
For the people that are in this group, that's like that's a pro move in terms of sense of humor.
Yes.
Sure.
It was, had nothing to do with gay. It wasn't homophobic.
Right.
It was just I kept saying I was like this is just hot men.
Right.
Hanging with other hot men. And ladies welcome.
Right.
Ladies welcome.
We're all inclusive.
And if you're hot on the inside, cool. You can also join.
Oh,
and
that
they
is
were yeah.
angry.
Furious.
Angry.
It was crazy. People wanted to ban me from the group.
What?
I reported all these comments.
You reported them.
I report every comment. I probably reported you 100 times. I report everybody.
Hilarious.
Facebook just turns to you all the time.
I'm here with Greg Stone and Anthony DeVito. They're part of the Rad Dude cast. You can check it out on iTunes. It comes out every Tuesday. Let me give a couple announcements before we get to some emails.
Yeah.
I'm doing a live J Train podcast in Boston Wednesday, February 7th. Wednesday, February 7th, and then another one in New York City, February 26th. So February 7th at Laugh Boston. Go to laughboston.com to get tickets for that. The 26th of February, that's in at the Cellar. So go to comedyseller.com to get involved with that. Patreon, I'm doing Bachelor recaps on there. Patreon.com/JaredFreed.
When does he sleep?
Never. The voicemail, 347-669-8252, 347-669-8252. Do we have a voicemail today? We do.
So you're doing call-ins now.
We're going to take
one
today.
That's fun.
We'll take one with you guys.
We got to get a Rad Dude.
So now, I'm going to be in.
The technology was there for that.
And if you're listening right now, I am currently in Vegas. So if you're in Vegas this weekend, I'm going to be at the Brad Garrett Comedy Club from the 29th to the 4th of February.
Mm.
So the 29th of January to the 4th of February. And I'm there with Michael Somerville, friend of the podcast.
Oh, really?
He's been on a bunch
cool,
of times,
man.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you are there for that weekend or just so happen to be,
right,
MGM Grand, Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. And then I'm in Aruba, Side Splitters in Tampa. That's the 10th of March. And that's about it. You ready for some emails?
Yes.
Yeah, man, let's
I don't
do
think
it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Hi, JTrain Podcast. I've been seeing the same guy for almost 10 months now. Now, you guys are both in committed relationships. Mm-hmm. You guys know how this stuff works, right?
Sure.
How long have you been with your girl, Greg?
I don't know. 10 years?
10 years?
Like 8 years.
10.
You've been
10 years?
Has it been 10 years?
Obama.
You can't just say Obama as a timestamp.
We started our full-time relationship when I got back from Obama's inauguration.
When was that, 2008?
I don't know.
Maybe it's like 9 years.
I'm saying 10.
All right. Okay.
Why 10 years marriage? What are we gonna do?
I say 10 for wow. Well, she doesn't care. Who cares?
She doesn't care.
No, she wants some other things.
What other?
You know, like a dog.
No. After 8 months, he still hasn't vocalized that we're exclusive. So I brought it up to him. We had a little talk about it and decided that we were, however, with no title.
What?
What?
That's not true.
Things were more consistent. I saw him a few times a week, and I went to Hawaii for 3 weeks recently, and we spoke daily. Ever since I've been back, things have been only better. The past 2 weekends, I've been hanging out with him and his friends, and he would avoid the question when his friends would ask how we met. He never mentioned that I was his girlfriend or anything along those lines. I still have Bumble because I feel like it's fair ground because we don't have a label, and I see him on it as well. It hurts a little. My question is, he's 29 and I'm 22. At this point, I feel like he's either looking for a wife or just to have fun. I'm a little too young to be wife material, but if he was having fun, then wouldn't he be seeing several people? What should I do? I really like him, but is this worth it, or am I just wasting my time?
Do I go first?
You can do whatever you'd like.
Because you all looked at me.
Yeah, I figured you'd want to go first.
I like to talk.
Yeah.
You like a good talky-talk.
Yeah.
We know...
Yeah. Yeah, I just assumed.
Wasn't that how we opened the show?
Anthony,
didn't we open the show with you going, even when I don't want to talk, I talk?
I It's always going. Sometimes I choose to let it come out of my mouth.
Sure.
But either way, in my brain, there's someone going, hey, what about cats? What do you think about hair? That's too much. You got to get off of here. And I only share about 60%. That's 20% of it.
This is 20%. We're getting 20%.
You get the iceberg. You get the iceberg.
The tip of the iceberg.
I don't know. The whole
Not the whole iceberg.
That's true.
So what do you think? Do we sense an issue with this relationship?
Well, she's all over the place. Right?
Interesting.
To me, she's all over the place. One, what does she want? Because she's like, I'm 22, he's 29, he's looking for a wife, I'm not looking for a wife. Then you don't want a commitment. Mm. Like, if you're not looking for wifey material or whatever, then like, what do you...
She's lying, though. I mean, she's literally said, it hurts when I see him on Bumble.
Yeah, but that's all jealousy, and everyone, no one wants... Like, I don't like seeing you hang out with other people.
Really?
Yeah, I get very jealous. I like to think that I'm everyone's favorite.
Yeah. So anytime I'm hanging out with somebody...
I don't like when you talk to Anthony during this podcast.
Really? Me making eye contact with Anthony right now hurts you.
It's not like a pain, but it feels like a numbness to my arms.
Anthony, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem like anything's happening here.
I'm sorry.
He wasn't listening.
That wasn't an answer at all.
He was not listening to the email, and he just gave dire advice because he doesn't
want to
ask
this woman's life here.
Yeah, I mean, they're both on Bumble.
Oh, yeah.
But she goes, we had a little talk about it and decided that we were, however, with no
title.
They
decided that they are on Bumble.
So they're exclusive, but with no title, but still on dating apps.
Then that's not exclusive.
Not exclusive.
Can't be a boyfriend and girlfriend on a dating app at the same time.
Guys, listen. Let me just say this right now. This guy, if he's bringing you out on his friends and actively avoiding what to call you and how you met, that means you guys are not together. Okay? That means he's looking to be with other girls. And if he's on an app, he's swiping. And it doesn't matter. Whatever talk. When girls want to have a talk with a guy, here's what we do. Agree to shut them the fuck up.
Yeah.
We just get through it and figure out how we're going to come back to her with the bad news later.
Yeah.
So if a girl came to me and was like, what are we? I'll be like, I love you, ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, baby. And then I would go home and I'd go, how the fuck am I going to dump this bitch? But I'm saying whenever these talks happen, it's more that we go into defense territory. Mm-hmm. There's no offense when you come to us with a conversation.
Well, why?
We're just trying to get through this battle to one day figure out the war.
Yeah, I don't know,
the
though,
war,
man.
Which is coming.
Right.
Which Greg thinks is inevitable.
That war ends up being such a bigger thing, so why do it?
Comfort level, not being uncomfortable. Like,
just,
you know,
you don't want to have that conversation in that moment.
Anytime I've had a girl come to me and go, what the fuck is this?
Right.
I just go, I kind of bumble a little bit. Like, I like mumble along and I come up with some bullshit. And then we end on something more serious than we were when she first talked to me. And then I feel uncomfortable with the relationship that we have. So, like, I'll be like, yeah, we're serious, we're this, we're that. And then I'll get through with it. I'll be like, what the fuck did I just sign up for? Shit.
Yeah.
So that's kind of sounds what this guy did.
So then, He just
went along to get along.
Right, right.
He's like, oh my God, if this conversation could end with me not getting blown.
Right. So, that's a bad move because then down the road, you got to really deal with this. And then in her head, she's like, oh, we're a thing because you told us we're a thing.
What did he agree to? He's like, we're in a relationship, but it's one that we don't have a title and we can still fuck other people.
Yeah.
That's not
do me a favor. Now, anytime you walk away from a guy and you go and you explain what the... Look, this happens a lot where girls will come to a guy with like this and then we'll be like, look, I remember once I was with this girl and I was like, how about when we're together, we're together. And when we're apart, we're apart.
That's the craziest thing.
It's the craziest thing. That's what I'm saying.
Facts, though.
Girls should walk away and imagine explaining what the relationship is to their mom and the questions their mom would have. This is my advice to her.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So she should go and write down on a piece of paper what this relationship is and then read it out as if she was telling it to her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Because then you read it out loud and you hear how ridiculous it sounds. So she would write it down and then she would read it and she'd go, so we're exclusive. But without any name to that, and we still go on dating apps and we try to match with other hot people.
Yeah.
Right.
If her mom heard that, she'd go, what the what?
Yeah, no, it's all
this
over the
place. This is insane. Yeah. This guy's fucking other chicks.
Can I say something?
Or trying to.
I was supposed to say that this guy, here's the thing, understand too, as the female, that he's taking a risk. Right, so play him at his own game. So what you do is, okay, he's not committed with you, so you're not committed with him. So he's running the risk that you'll meet somebody else. So be meeting other people.
Right.
Be doing the shit. And hey, what the fuck?
Next guys thing you know, can do that a lot easier than women can.
Why?
Meet another person?
It would be interesting to see if she met someone from Bumble or whatever app they're on and was like, and he was like, what are you doing tonight? The night that he, and she was just like, I have a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then see what he says.
Yeah, go from there. No, I think
be transparent.
I think transparent or the move that Greg is saying. I think that's the move. Go on a date and see what he says.
Yeah.
And see what he says. And then just go, well, you're going on dates. You can't have it both ways. You either want to go on dates and we'll kind of, and I'll kind of stop fucking you at some point because this is nothing. Or you say you actually be with me and we both delete the app right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a stalemate. They both have the gun raised to each other.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I was with my girlfriend we were together for almost a year and a half before we were in an actual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, because I don't know, I wasn't ready. She wasn't ready. And then eventually it just hit me when I went, fuck, I think I love this girl.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I fucking love this guy. And next thing you know, we're together for who the hell knows.
10 years later, mm-hmm. same spot you were then.
Yeah. I say 10 years because you could do that joke for 4 years and it's always 10 years.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, it's basically like 10 years. Yeah,
and
I get it.
Whatever. And then it'll be 20 years. But I'm never going
to
do that.
When it's 20 years, it's going to be funnier for you to say 10 years. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored people. It's the new year, new body, new you. Beachbody On Demand. I love Beachbody On Demand. It's like Netflix for workout videos. Listen, you can go through the whole catalog. Pio, P90X, Insanity, 21 day Fix, T25, 3 week Yogurt Retreat. Listen, I'm always in and out of workout stuff. I'm always looking for new plans, always looking to freshen stuff up. If you travel, this is really a great thing. Basically, this is your New Year's resolution put on steroids. It gives you the opportunity. Keep switching it up. The hardest part about the gym is getting to the gym. Bring it home with you. This is a really good way to start because I'm giving you a free trial membership. So you need to give this service a try. Right now, my listeners get free trial membership when you text JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN. So text, this is free. Text JTRAIN. Please note the code is all one word, no spaces, okay? So you text JTRAIN to 303030. JTRAIN to 303030. You'll get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, and they also have nutrition information for free. Listen, people, I'm not telling you what to do, but you go and you text JTRAIN to 303030. Go fucking go through their programs, like one, write a couple of them fucking down. See if you know, and then maybe it'll get you hooked and you do the product, or maybe you just walk away with one workout that you never would have had.
I don't like
JTRAIN 30 30 30. Go Beachbody on Demand. Yeah. Text JTRAIN to 30 30 30. Okay.
I don't like workout videos. It's just too straight working out. I'd like a story. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Like if they made it like an actual movie,
like our thing. Remember?
Did we talk about this once?
We had the Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, that's right.
This is another app we had. This is an app.
Yeah,
where we had
another business.
Harvey Weinstein. It's a podcast you listen to where we have sexual predators are trying to get you. And we tell you, Harvey Weinstein's behind you, run! And then you run for 30 minutes. And
I
then we go,
zoned out for half a second and then came back to Predators, Harvey Weinstein.
So this was an idea. You know when you're like running on the treadmill or whatever and you're like, you're trying to like...
music.
You listen to music, but the music isn't, it's not a running situation.
Sure.
Yeah. The music. So what it would be a podcast with like pump up music behind you.
Sure.
But the podcast would be a storyline.
Yes.
So one of the storylines was that Harvey Weinstein was chasing you.
The sexual predators of Hollywood are trying to get you.
Right. So you could keep
to get out.
Running. Harvey Weinstein seems slow.
He is.
Yeah, but he's got on special shoes or something.
And he's got friends.
Yeah, he's got friends.
He's got a lawyer to the left.
He's got a whole...
No, take a right. There's a lawyer.
Yeah. He's on top of you. Push him off. Yeah. 20 push-ups.
And you could set it, you know what I mean? He chases you for a couple minutes.
Yes.
You've come on this podcast with many good ideas. This might be your best.
This actually was. I think we talked about this on our own podcast like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And I think we came to the conclusion that this is a viable idea.
There needs to be more adventure workouts is what you're saying.
Yes.
There needs to be more of a storyline.
Yeah.
It's like a brand of porn. You're not just there to whack off. You're there for the whole story.
I want some story. So what I'm saying, because I used to watch a lot of these exercise videos when I was younger, because I'd work out a lot with my mom and for women.
You work out a lot with your mom?
I used to, not anymore.
What was that like?
I don't know.
What do you
mean? For those of you wondering.
Erotic.
What workouts could you be doing together? You're a man and she's an older woman.
Well, I was a little kid. I was a little boy and okay. She's an older woman. So we would do like aerobics together.
Like, just you and, like, matching sweats?
Yep.
Dancing to the oldies?
Yeah. No, like, there was one called The Firm.
The Firm.
What's The Firm?
It was for...
No wonder your ass is so tight.
It was fun. Very much like, like, The Firm, Tybo, Susan Powder, maybe? Like, I did all those with her. So I'm very... What I mean is, like, I'm well-versed in these at-home workout videos.
Susan Powder, let's Serenity bang. Now?
Stop the insanity.
Stop you.
Let's bang out a couple more emails. You guys ready?
Sure.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. Wizard of Weddings. I want to hear what you guys think.
You guys are
big wedding people.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm a big
yeah.
wizard guy.
Both. And what?
I love weddings and I love wizards.
We know. I come to you knowing you can execute this better than Brady and Belichick. Ooh. I'm going to a wedding in Chicago, and I'm going to invite a girl I used to work with as my plus one. We never really hung out when I lived in Chicago and don't talk often. Just exchanging some flirty texts and snaps. Anyways, how should I invite her? Text seems like not enough, but then again, I've never called her. What's the move? I'd like to show her her knuckleballs. You know, really zoom a fastball deep in her crease.
Oh, wait, what? What?
I don't think this is going to work out for this guy. He writes, P.S. This girl is wicked, mad, retarded, hot.
Is this a real guy?
I am not kidding. He actually put pictures. She is beautiful.
Well, let's see. Look at that. Oh, boy.
This is her. Yeah. She's blonde, tall.
I can't believe women are around. They're being with people like this who aren't.
I mean, this girl wants nothing to do with him.
So what's his problem
Shelby,
again?
Shelby, what do you think?
Indeed, retarded hot.
Wicked, mad, retarded hot. Yeah. I'd agree with his assessment. I think this is a huge mistake. What do you guys think?
I didn't listen in the beginning.
He wants to invite her to a wedding in Chicago.
And I will listen now.
He wants to invite her to a wedding in Chicago? Yeah. Then what's the problem?
Have they ever kissed before?
Never.
Then no.
He shouldn't take her.
No.
Here's a
wedding isn't a date.
You never take someone to a wedding that you've never really gone out with before.
Yes.
This is insane to me. And the only reason he's trying to bring her to the wedding is because he thinks that the wedding can do the job of having a personality.
See,
he thinks that the wedding will give him the opportunity to be a better person than he is. I like him for listening. I appreciate his question. I don't think this is the way to go with this chick.
Yeah,
be
I
a man
disagree.
And take her out.
I disagree.
Why?
Because you go to so many weddings over your lifetime.
Sure.
And they all get lumped in together. So how do you remember them all? You know what I mean? So if you take her to this wedding, you'll remember this wedding because you'll be like, oh, that's the one I took the girl from the internet.
Yeah, that I didn't have a good time with.
Yeah.
That I sat there and had weird conversation with
exactly.
you. I had nothing to talk about. And she felt uncomfortable. I felt uncomfortable. It was in her hometown, so she could leave at any time.
And you'll
time.
Go, that was Mike's wedding.
Yeah. Why is remembering the wedding important to you?
Because you want to have memories
no,
in life.
No, he wants to hook up and have fun at the wedding.
Yeah, you get drunk with your friends.
Yeah, this isn't going to be fun.
I'm telling
He's
you, man.
He's a babysitter for a girl that doesn't know how to talk to anyone else at the wedding. She's going to be sidled up to some other girl who's a date and go, I don't know, this guy fucking brought me. I don't know why he brought me.
They're all looped together in my head. I'd love to be able to tell them apart, and I can't.
That's not a reason.
All your friends in the future are going to go, oh, how's Bernice, or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the girl you met once, but we were at a wedding, so you just imagined
but
she was like,
you'll
my wife?
Know yeah. where you were.
You will know you were.
You won't go,
Andy, you're,
what,
you're,
was that? What was that one again? You'll go, yeah, I know Bernice, and I remember those vows, and I remember that day.
Your problem is solved by a diary.
Yes.
You
yes.
can write in your diary.
Yeah, but well, all right. Well,
a Facebook
I see
story.
What
a Facebook,
both of you
yeah.
are saying in that regard, but that's taxing. Who wants to
you
keep up with a diary?
You can take one picture and it'll come up in your Facebook memories. Here's what will come up in his Facebook memories if he brings up this chick. It's going to be him and a girl that was out of his league and everyone else going, do you still talk to her? And it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
I think he's the goal of the wedding is to have a fun time. This girl is going to get in the way of you having a fun time.
Yes.
This is going to be work. So,
and if she asks you later, if you ask her, she's going to be like, wait, you want to take me to a wedding? We've never been on a real date before.
Yeah. He's interpreting these as flirty snaps and texts.
Oh, she didn't say she wants to go to the wedding?
He said, I'm going to a wedding and I'm going to invite a girl I used to work with as my plus one. We never really hung out when I lived in Chicago and don't talk often. Just exchange some flirty texts and snaps. They're flirty to him. We don't know about these texts. We're talking, and then he referred to her.
He should definitely take her.
He said she's wicked, mad, retarded, hot.
Yeah, man. Take it like a trampoline zone. We have some fun.
Here's the thing: if you want to go after,
forget about this wedding.
If you want to go after this girl, you text her after the wedding that you're out partying in Chicago. Come meet up. After the party. That's the way to meet up with her. But bringing her to the wedding takes you out of the game for a fun time at the wedding. You're babysitting. You don't get to meet. There's people at the wedding. There's girls there that are actual people that are friends with your friends. So they're within your league.
Well, here's the other thing too, and this will be good if you take her and it doesn't go well, is that people will want to rescue you. So other women will see you there.
No, people are
going to
want to rescue her.
Yeah. Either way,
she's the one.
Somebody's getting rescued.
It's not punch up. It's punch down.
I don't know, man. I think it's the right move.
He's the one they're punching down on. She's the one that's in trouble. She doesn't know anyone. She's hot.
No, but that's fun. Yeah. You go to a wedding. You don't know anybody. That's a great time. You do whatever you want then.
For her. I'm not. She seems like she's a great person. I don't blame her.
You don't know her.
I don't know her.
She could be shit.
Well,
she's probably a corporal in the with a looks like that. She's probably high up in the army of women,
the ones that are taking over.
Just kidding.
I just think this guy's got to reassess his priorities. His priority is to go have fun at this wedding, not to show off to his friends that he found a hot chick that was willing to be in a picture with him.
Yeah.
Go to the wedding and meet your friends. And he's young. When you're young, there's single people.
And write down fun things you have at the wedding so Anthony will feel good that you remember that. Gets, you know? Tweet a bunch.
See, I like this one. This one's going to be weird for you guys. I feel like you guys are
weird.
Gonna, yeah. I think it could get you guys could really offer some help. Let me do one more sponsor. Right. Mattress Firm. Okay? The Mattress Firm. There's a lot of mattress companies that are in the oeuvre right now. They're hip. They're cool. They come out of a box that's weird. Listen, you don't need...
I like boxes.
No, you know what's not cool? Bad nights of sleep. You know what's not cool? Not knowing how the mattress feels.
Yeah.
You know what's not cool? You might get a good Instagram story out of one of these mattress companies, but you're not going to get old, reliable, comfy bed. Mattress Firm has locations all over this great nation that you can sleep in the bed and check out the bed, and they have a whole... Literally, they have a whole marketplace for you to go check out mattress decor and adjustable bases and sheets and headboards. So they have you covered everywhere for your sleeping needs. So here's what you're going to do. Go to mattressfirm.com/podcast. Mattressfirm.com/podcast. And you're going to see all the deals that are going on. They offer you a 120-night sleep trial to ensure perfection and a 120-night low price guarantee. So that means you get to like price match other people and say, hey, did I get the lowest price? Make sure you do. Again, mattressfirm.com/podcast. Learn how your sleeping could be monumentally improved. So,
do they sell beds at Best Buy?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You got to talk to a guy, though.
They do not sell beds at Best Buy.
You got enough money, you could buy anything anywhere. That's what I said.
This is fair. Forehead kisses? Need advice ASAP.
Yeah.
All right.
How do you guys feel about forehead kisses?
I'm not going to make that joke.
What?
What was the joke you were going to make?
The head of my penis or something. Who cares?
Oh.
I love how much you gave up on that joke.
Yeah, it's not.
Dear Papa J, female here, please help. I'm desperate.
All right.
I'm 20 years old and a self-described 9'7.5'10". Okay? Face, body, personality.
Right.
Face is a 9.
Body's a 7.5.
Hey, that's real good for me. I'll go with a 2.
Personality is a 10.
My fetish is I'll fuck anything.
That's your fetish?
Yeah.
Anything. I volunteer at a drug rehab center, and one of the counselors there is 29 years old and recently broke up with his longtime girlfriend. Since then, we've gotten really close, and he's always asked me about my love life. Today I was crying because I was super upset about one of the patients, and he gave me hugs and kissed me on the forehead. He's bought me chocolates before and is super sweet to me all the time, but I'm wondering if he's interested or just wants to be friends. Also, I'm not sure if this is relevant, but he's way taller than me, so that might explain the forehead kiss. By the way,
he just missed.
I'm an American living in Israel and a huge fan. Spread the word here. Oh. Well, thank you.
Can I say this?
Sure.
I'd like to take this first. One, I love this woman. This is a great woman.
Okay.
Works at a rehab center.
She's
doing God's work.
Israel, Jew, love her.
She's Jewish?
I'm going to assume
for your own thing?
For my own thing.
I don't like Jewish people. So I'll assume she's Puerto Rican. No, I'm just kidding. No, but she's doing these really good things. The thing with work is so, especially with this Me Too shit going on right now.
Sure.
hitting on someone you work with is scary. Also, he's 29. He might be a little older. He might know the risk that if you go on a date and it just goes wrong, you got to quit that job.
I don't like this guy.
You don't 29 like
years old and a kiss on the forehead to comfort you? That seems like a lot. I know this, they live in Israel. It's a little more Euro there. It's very, you know,
just crying.
Peck up peck.
He wants to be nice. He kisses
you
on the forehead.
No, but you can hug someone that's crying and console them and not kiss them in the forehead.
Maybe he loves her.
I don't think he does. And, tell her that.
Oh, I'm not telling her that. I don't know.
She's a nurse.
She works at a drug rehab center. You worked in a hospital. Have you ever dealt with this?
Yeah, I kissed everybody on the lips.
You would kiss everyone on the lips.
No, yes, that's how people feel better.
Yeah.
When they're dead, especially, I would give them a final kiss.
The old stone special.
Say hello to Gabriel. And I kiss them on the lips and send them packing to hell. That's what I did. I did a lot of the patient care shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It's a tricky thing because I would cry when I worked in that job. And you'd have nurses come up and they'd be nice to you, and no one ever kissed me on the forehead. They were also 60 and smoked a lot.
But this is what I'm saying. In these situations where, like, here's where guys take advantage. I think, like, if we want to get serious, he's taking advantage of this person that's obviously broken up about where they work and the situation they're in.
He's a patient?
No, he's an older guy working there.
She likes him, though.
He's a counselor.
He didn't do anything.
He knows not to kiss a girl on the forehead who's 20.
Oh, she's 20?
She's 20. Right. He's 29.
What's the difference? To me, everyone who's 15, if you're under 30, you're a fucking baby. please.
Well,
you can't even get me a wild rock hard scale you just 48.
I'm just saying, this offers more problems than not. I think she needs to see him as a friend and kind of, you know, you don't want to be with someone who you work with. I just don't.
Yeah,
not she's not into this.
She seems into it.
Oh.
That's
oh,
where
okay.
I feel bad.
Don't hate love. Let love be.
I don't know, yeah.
Maybe they love each other.
You think a 29-year-old guy who has a job as a counselor
loves
this 20-year-old girl that's just working there?
Why not?
Why not?
You guys are hippies.
Yeah, of course, man.
You guys are fucking
free love, weirdos.
Dog. Free love. I think there's an issue here.
When they're 20, they're virile.
What's the big issue for you?
The big issue for me is that she is there somewhat volunteer. She's volunteering. She writes, I volunteer at a drug place.
Yeah.
He's a working person there, so he holds some sort of power there. And this is kind of what I'm talking about, what's going on right now. We're like, you know, we're like the Aziz thing we joked about in the beginning, where it's like Aziz went on a date with a girl. You know, he didn't have.
This is a workplace.
This is a workplace.
Right.
This guy works there. Stay away. Yeah. This guy's you. He,
they have
for him to kiss you instead of just hugging you when you're crying. That's
him. Anthony talk. You cut him off every time. Well, Anthony's not going to fight you like I'll fight you together in words.
What do you guys say?
I was going to ask if they have Me Too in Israel.
Yeah, I think they got.
Okay.
Nobody knows, really. No. They're fighting each other with guns and grenades. I don't know what's going on over there. Isn't it like a war?
I can't believe this is 20% of what you would actually say.
Yeah,
Greg.
You should hear 20%, the
100%. He just went on about grenades and shit. Yeah. Hold on. I'm just saying that he's kind. I think when you go from like consoling someone who's crying to a kiss on the forehead, you've crossed a certain line. In my eyes.
The forehead thing to me is very benign. So I don't really see stakes on that. Yeah, because I'm an affectionate. They're Europe. They're European. They're probably all French over there.
Yeah. Mm.
So they're probably kissing each other. Forehead kisses.
But,
no,
but she even says I have, you know, she's like always talking about me, my love life. He's asking questions about her love life at 29.
Or maybe he's 29, but he's like, man, she's too young. But damn.
I just want to imagine it.
I think that's what it is. He's scared because he's not doing it. So he's kissing her on the forehead. And he's asking her about his love life because he feels like, yeah,
he's
if I
attractive.
Go to kiss her on the lips, it's like too much. So he's doing the weird forehead kiss thing.
Too much.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's all too much to me. I would be wary of him.
And that's my advice. And you're a beautiful, amazing woman who is young and is offering something to the world. Hold out. Hold out till you meet Mr. Wright. And do not have sex before marriage.
Go out with guys around your age that don't work with you and hold some sort of power structure there. I don't think it's going to be a safe way to go.
I agree.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrain.
I mean, I don't care.
podcast@gmail.com. Greg Stone, Anthony DeVito, the Rad Dude Cast. It's always a pleasure.
Yep.
Always
Thanks
wacky to have
us.
You guys here.
Did you say wacky?
Yeah, wacky.
You say we were wacky?
You're wacky.
Always wacky to have us.
Kick in the fucking teeth.
Jesus Christ, man.
We'll be back next episode.
I'm never doing another one.